From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Iraq today, U.S.-led forces launched a long-awaited assault on Fallujah. More than 10,000 American troops moved into the insurgent-held city, where Pentagon officials expect a hard battle. The goal of the offensive is to retake Fallujah ahead of planned elections in January. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details from the Pentagon.
The top U.S. commander in Iraq, General George Casey, says he's expecting a serious fight in the days ahead in Fallujah. Speaking to reporters at the Pentagon by phone today, he suggested there are about 3,000 insurgents holed up in Fallujah, and he alleged they have lined the streets with improvised explosive devices.
They have also placed car bombs around the cities, and we expect them to come at us with car bombs as they drive into the city now. They will probably fall back into toward the center of the city, where there will be probably a major confrontation.
Casey said the civilians who remain in Fallujah have been told to stay home and stay away from windows. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said he doesn't believe there will be a large number of civilians killed because, in his words, U.S. forces are using precision and have rules of engagement that are appropriate to an urban environment. Rumsfeld argued that gaining control of Fallujah is necessary to ensure countrywide elections in January.
You cannot have a country that is free and democratic and respectful of all the people in the country if you have safe havens for people who go around chopping people's heads off. You can't have a country if that's the case.
The defense secretary wouldn't predict whether he thinks the U.S. will be able to catch its enemy number one, Jordanian-born Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, during this offensive on Fallujah, or whether Zarqawi's followers or ex-Baathist insurgents will simply move on to another city. General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, also avoided calling this the final offensive on Iraqi insurgents.
There's not a silver bullet. This is very challenging work. This new interim Iraqi government has shown great courage. They're working very hard to establish their own security forces, many of whom are working with us today, side by side, sharing, probably spilling their blood with our blood as we try to make a way forward in Iraq that the majority of Iraqis want to have happen.
But NPR's correspondent on the scene has reported that a quarter of the Iraqi troops in one unit deserted. General Casey acknowledged that some of the Iraqis who were supposed to fight in Fallujah didn't show up. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld tried to downplay the reports, saying it's easy to arm and train troops and harder to ensure that units stay together.
I would characterize it as an isolated problem. They did well in Najaf. They did well in Samarra. They did well in the peninsula yesterday. And there have been instances where they have not done so well. So it seems to me that that's not surprising.
As for Rumsfeld's own future, he carefully dodged questions about whether he'll continue to serve in a second Bush administration. But the defense secretary did drop a hint, saying he came to the Pentagon determined to transform the military, and there's a lot of work that remains to be done. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, The Pentagon.